Welcome back. We start today the news is man. Maybe we should try to be here if, whenever we can to be here present. If those that could be here, it's important to be here. Okay. We did the first two packets before we left. Now we'll do the third packet. We'll start with the Zemer and then we'll go from there. And Avinu kvar v'rachamah, amirachem aleinu, v'sheim Avinu shavah rachamah, we're continuing now in the third packet, topic of Kol Yisrael, and we ended off the shiur last time with the shita of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that Kol Yisrael is the Dover Shebeminyan. The words, which means that Chazal made a takana that you have to have, in order to drink milk, it has to be milk that Yisrael roeyu. It has to be, and if Yisrael's not roeyu, then it's no good. Meaning, even if there would be government laws, and even if it would be for sure, there was no Dover Tameh in the Eder, which other poskim like the Prichadash was making on, and the Chasam Sofer says it's a Dover Shebeminyan. And it means that Chachamim were masakin it, and even if the reason doesn't apply, it's still a Takana. So in other words, you could say, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that in America doesn't apply because everyone has government laws and we don't have to worry. Chasam Sofer says no. It was a Dovah Shebeminyan, And therefore, like Rav Shecht always gives the classic example, medicine on Shabbos. Even though the reason for the issue of medicine on Shabbos is because someone might make the medicine on Shabbos, he's going to grind the herbs, which is usher, right? He's going to grind the herbs. So, and today, who's going to grind herbs? Just because you take a pill, you're not going to grind any herbs. But that's called the Dovah Shebeminyan, as the Sheikh pointed out, that's called the Dovah Shebeminyan. So the Chassid Sofer learned Pshat and Rashi, that we, if you remember, from, that that it's considered a Dovah Shebeminyan, and therefore he asks all milk in El Yisrael Roeyu, even though we know that that nothing was, there's no chashash. Nonetheless, it's awesome, according to the Chassam Sof. Now, 1 second. And then he says another chiddush. He says that there's a difference. Say you hold Meikar Hadin, it's Aser. So then it's Aser. But if you hold Meikar Hadin, it's Mutter, and you're Noeg Isser, that might be more chomer. Because then we said what? Then you're being Mekabel as an, like an Eder. Mekabel as an Eder. See, if you hold that it's really awesome in Hadin, so then you only, you're doing it because, you know, because of the din. But, and therefore, but if you hold that it's not awesome in a din, and you're just doing it as a chumrah, that could be more chumrah, because then you'd be mekabel the Torah's neder. And that could be more chumrah than the actual issur, because the Torah's neder, and the Chassam Sofer says, the Torah's neder, that could be like a daraisa. If you hold that it's meikar din, it's only a din derabbana. But if you hold it's really mutter meikar din, and you're just being mekabel, then you're being mekabel it as a neder, and the neder is a daraisa.
Is there a
right. Right. So we have to
understand. You have to stand up for Kriyas HaTorah. That's our Nogat Torah. That's what I say.
Right. So we that. So you're asking a good point, because normally if somebody does a Hanhaga Tova, so we assumed that it's a minig mitam neder, there's only a din derabbanan. Because it's not a question of kuvah seh versus sheva taseh, it's a question of did you articulate. Usually a neder, to be really a neder deraisa, you have to articulate that you're... Right, but pashtus is, it's only midrabbanan.
But
that, that, in other words, if I'm machmir that I keep Shabbos late, so I keep Shabbos late, and meikar din I hold that really could keep earlier, but I machmir to keep later zman. So that's called a minhag mitam neder, but a minhag mitam neder we normally assume is only a din. In the Rabbanan. The Gemara calls that a Bal Yachel Midrabbanan. Let me see if I have this packet. But the Chiddush over here is that here. Take a look on page 10 in the packet 3. So if you look in the Gemara in the Darim, it says Vav Amar Aleph, Mika Bal Yachel Midrabban In, Atani Dvarma B'Tarma Chayim Nogu B'Isser yata rasha latir misnem shalomar lo yachal dvaro. So something that's really mutter, but you are no ek heter. So they have to. You can't tell them that it's mutter to do, because it's something that's really mutter, but you take its stringency upon yourself, and you are no ek bahem iser. So someone can't tell you, hey, you don't have to do that. Because you are knowing this chumrah, you keep Shabbos longer. You keep if you hold it to chumrah. If you hold Meikar Adin, you're supposed to keep Shabbos longer. Then it's not a chumrah. Same thing by Chol of Yisrael. Question is it a chumrah? Or so the Chasam Sofer says it's not a chumrah.
But you can't. Does this apply to a sheikh al-Fasa? Keeping Shabbos longer, if you're not doing it, you're just praying it from a law. So it's a sheikh al-Fasa.
Right. So Sheval Tasa also is considered Minigri Tameh. Person doesn't eat Gebrux. A person doesn't eat Gebrux on Pesach. What do they do in South America? They eat Gebrux? What? You like your matzah brys. They like the matzah brys. But when you're in Chabad, should Mashiach they allow Gebrux? Only at the Sudas Mashiach. Because when Mashiach comes, the Gebrux are going to be okay.
No, on the 8th day, they do eat Gebrux. They make it a hiddur to eat the Gebrux, Davka, on the 8th day.
What are you saying, Rav Katan?
On Achron Shal Pesach, Chabad makes it a hiddur to taka eat Gebrux.
Right, in Achron Shal Pesach, Rav Yosef Katan is saying, Chabad, Davka eats Gebrux. Yeah. So we yes, if you eat Gebrux, so say I had somebody once called me with a shayla that they were married to this person, and the husband kept Gebrux, so they kept Gebrux. Then the husband was nifter. And one of their daughters married a Sephardi. One of their daughters married a Sephardi. So she's going to go now sometimes to her daughter's house for Pesach. So besides the, I'm not talking about the kidneys issue, but besides the, is she allowed to eat Gebrux when she's at her daughter's house? Or does she have to keep minhag of her husband? Even though the husband's not alive. That was the shayla she asked. So what's the answer? In other words, the Tashbetz paskins that a wife has to keep her husband's minhagim. That's the yisod. When you get married, you keep your husband's minhagim.
Okay, that's,
oh, so that's the question. What about if he dies? What would you say? If he dies? Also? Yona? Yona? Yeah, you think so?
You would say.
Yeah, that's what you say. Does anyone want to disagree with these? Yeah, well, she's not bad. Yeah, the alternative is go back to our father's minhagim or something like that. So that was the shayla this woman asked me. That she would get married. She's going to take her husband minhagim. Her husband passed away. And now it happens to be that one of her daughters married a Sephardi. And now she's going to go sometimes to Pesach. So and they have Gebrux. Maybe they have to probably maybe have kidneys too. I don't know. But she didn't ask me about kidneys. I think kidneys we probably, you know, wouldn't be able to deal with. But at least Gebrux. So I told her it's usher. She can't have the. Why? Because the Tashbeit says so. Why does the Tashbeit say so? Because the Pasuk in Chumash. Where's the Pasuk in Chumash? What Parsha? Parsha's Emor. That a woman is married to a kohen, and the kohen dies, Shavu'ot Beis Avi, unless they have children. If they have children, so then she doesn't. So, yeah, so here she has children, so she doesn't go, can't go back to Beis Avi. So I told her she can't have the gebrachs based on the Tashbetz.
Well, that's just
matter neder. No, we're not matter neder. We're matter neder.
Is in a row. She was not a woman, not to eat the book, but now.
Well, 3 years, 53 years. I don't know how many years they were married.
So, also,
person that is part of a kahila, and it's not a private thing, right? You can't be matined. I'm going to be matined. You could have kidneys to space up.
That's true.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're not going to be matined. No. So I told this woman she lost her husband. I told her that she cannot have gebrachs. But the pashas is this whole idea of if you have a minat tov as a neder is only a din drabanan. That's a mefarish gemara. Bal yachel midrabanan. Is there such a thing as bal yachel midrabanan? The gemara says, yeah, Netanya. Dvarim hamutarim. Vachem no bem. It's just some things that are mutter, and you're no iser. Yet a Russia latir in this name. I can't say to you, you should have a kidney or some paste. I can't tell that to you. Because Bal Yachel Medrabonim. Chassid Sofer says a Gemit Chiddush that Min of Mitam Neder is a Dorais. So we're going to have to understand where does he get it from? Craig Sheffel pointed out this question, famous question. Or it's a din daraisa, din drabonon. He's saying that was his chiddush, that it's and he said that was his chiddush. He says so the whole call of Yisrael is awesome min hadin, but it's only a din daraisa. If you hold that it's mutim min hadin, you just with makabel. So then it could be it's more chomer, the opposite of what you would think. In other words, so if it's a dovish and a minion, it could be that it's more kal, because it's only the rabban. But the question is, how does he learn up this gemara then? Because this, in other words, we'll have to see. So let's look. So we should look, where should we look first? So let's see. Because by a neder, what does the pasuk say in page 2? Kachol hayotzi mipiv yasa. So there was a neder, midaraisa, you have to articulate. Whereas you never took a neder that you're not going to eat the kidneys on Pesach. You just don't do it. You never said, you know, he's mushbo that he's not going to do it. So Mamela, so that's the question. You have to be motzi mipif. So how does the Chasam Sofer say? That's the question. If Shecht mentioned this question, that's what everyone asks. How can the Chasam Sofer say it's a deraisa? To follow and hunger. So that's what we have to explore. So let's take a look in the Shut Maritz of Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky. On page 11, going out to page 12 and 13. So let's see what he says. Divrei Chasam Sofer, You see, we're in the second arrow on page 12. It says, Divrei HaChasam Sofer Sher Ovid Asher Kvod Morim Chami Hagon Omer Alav Heim B'Yordei Asim Kuv Zayin Vashom Mefarsh Dvar Dimnog Isser Cholof Mishum Neder V'Syag Lafushi Meisura Havei Kimo Neder Litzdaka V'Chal HaNeder Min HaTorah Mibificha. He says, if you always kept Chol of Israel, I had the Shiloh this summer. Somebody called me up. They were in a summer camp, a modern Orthodox summer camp, which they don't serve Chol of Israel. But there was a couple, a young couple, who they themselves keep Chol of Israel. And she was pregnant, whatever. So she, you know, the question was, it was going to be very hard for them to keep Chol of Yisrael because all the milk there was all stopped. And so the question, and she wasn't feeling well because she was pregnant. And the question is, could she be Matan Eder to have Chol of stopped? That was the question. So we'll see. But that was the question. So, right, but the chasam, yes, so let's see. So he says, the chasam sofer, divrei chasam sofer, asher kvod, oriv chamei agon, omer alav, heim biyordeya, sham fresh devar demnog, isser b'chol of mishum, Geder Siag Lafushim Yisura. So the Chasam Sofer says, "Avi Kamo Neder Letzdoch of Chalim Menatomim Ficha." Baskin came your day. Vital Lokashim Mehayde Nedarim Dvarim Tarim Chaim Nor Bruhusa Lavirak Bal Yachlim Drabara. The Chasam Avi the Dvarishus. Of Yisham Yisham Nedarim First Gilon Shani Yoshin. Came Lavirak Bal Yachlim Midrabara. So what's his answer? In other words, he's addressing the question. He's addressing the question of how can Chasam Sofer say that if you didn't articulate something, but you always kept Chol of Israel, and now you want to change, that that's a violation of a Daraisa. But doesn't the Gemara say it's only Darabana? So he gives an answer. What do you think? Look at that. This one paragraph.
Rabbi, what does it mean, Kigon Bishani Yashan? What does that mean? That Yushalmi in the Dharm is Mifarish Kigon Bishani Yashan. What does that mean?
What does that mean? What yeah. Is Yashan? Sleep.
Right, so what is it saying? That
well, that's what I'm asking you to tell me.
Well, what was the case over there that it's talking about sleep?
Well, I mean, do you have a Yerushalmi? I'll read it to you from the Yerushalmi. Do we have a Yerushalmi in the Space Manish? Yeah, we're going to get out of Yerushalmi. Avram, I'll read it to you, okay? Got it? Here?
Thanks, Rami.
Yeah. Second, forget it. It's looking for it. Second. Shkayach. Okay, you got it. Let's see. The Yerushalmi I tell you where it is. It says what? I can't hear you.
It says Tes Vav Amud Aleph, but does that?
Yeah, that's in the Bible. Tes Vav Amud Aleph.
Yerushalmi Shon Ben Adar Mefarsh Kedan.
Yeah, we'll take a look in 1 second.
So it's like the Yerushalmi that's parallel to that Bavli?
Yeah. So yeah, you want give me a Bavli also, so we'll see which Mishnah it's on. Parashani? Konim Shani Yashin, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so it's the second parak of Nadarim. So the Mishnah, Konim Shani Yashin. Farm Yeshua Ochel. Farm here. So it's the very beginning. It's the first mission is Elu Mutarin. Yeah. So the first mission, Konim She'eni Yoshin, She'eni Medaber, She'eni Mahalach. He's taking a nether that is the shein is us, sleep is us. So here he says like this. Yeah. So he says, "Omer li ishto konim sheini misham shayich, Rav amar mutar, Shmuel amar aser. Mamikam Shmuel b'lo yachal dvar kiilu b'al yachal dvar. How could daiti tani the bnei Rav? Poli minay ledom shei mutar luchom min hashamayim bnei adam nogim b'lo iser, tishlo noter b'vatil." So he said that what? You said it, Rabbi Hess. What did you say? What are we saying? Ritual.
Avoiding
Yeah, so he's saying that what? So he says
that's all right.
Now, what's the raisa? A ritual man. And what's the case that's not ritual matters? Right, but that's if he actually said it. But what's the case that he didn't say it? That he's no... So he wants to make a chiluk. Of what was it that he's knowing to do? What is he saying? He's saying that there's a difference between that Gemara of Dvarim HaMutar V'Achem Nogu Mil Isser. In other words, he's noyeg not to sleep face at certain times. So that's his minhag, not to sleep on whenever. He's not going to sleep. So Mamela, he's noyeg not to sleep. So that's not a halachic issue. So that is only Bal Yachal Midrabban. But if he's doing something that's he's refraining because of a halachic reason, because he's not refraining, he's refraining for sleep for 12 o'clock and 2 for some reason, not halachic, maybe for some reason that his minhag is not to sleep these times, so then. So he has to keep this minute. But if he's refraining because it's a halacha of Kol of Yisrael, so then the Chasam Sofer says that if you're refraining because of a halachic concern, so then that's like it's like Nidrei Tzedaka, Beficha Zut Tzedaka. Even the minhag is kal. But if it's not having chol of akum is a what? Is a halacha concern. So he's knowing it's a halacha concern. So then the Chasam Sofer says that could be a daraisa. It's still a little difficult to understand.
Rabbi, so he's defending the position of the Chasam Sofer. He's saying he's
defending the position of the Chasam Sofer. But still, the question is: bottom line is, he still didn't articulate it, and the neder has to be articulated. So, if a person has this minhag that he keeps late Shabbos, and now he wants to, like somebody came to me in the summer. That she's a pregnant lady and she was in a summer camp that they keep Kol of Yisrael, but the summer camp that she was in, they don't keep Kol of Yisrael. And now she's not feeling well and she wants to drink some milk. But all the milk that was in the is Chol of Stam. So could she be Matir Neder, or is she allowed to be Matir Neder, or does she have to be Matir Neder? So those are all the possibilities. So, but according to the Chasam Sofer, the issue is a Daraisa issue. This is a Daraisa issue. But bottom line is, how could it be a Daraisa if there was no Chol Asher Yotzi Midvara? There was no articulation. Certain things, right. So Rav Aaron Kulik is saying that maybe from Dvar Mitzvah, like Tztaka, some Rishonim hold that even the Machshava could be binding. So here it's for Dvar Mitzvah or Dvar Aveira, you know. So maybe is that what he's saying or not?
Rabbi, what's the case by tzedakah where he's not verbally saying commitment?
He's thinking to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah,
and just on his thoughts, he's the thoughts alone.
Right, so that's the question. Is that
he didn't even say anything? You're just thinking. Right. If that's the case, now I have a better understanding why it's so important to do Ataras Nadarim Rosh Hashanah time. You know, everyone in their minds probably thinks they want to give so much away to tzedakah. You know.
Yeah. Right, so that's what he's seemingly saying. That it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so even Machshav is Chal. You Machshav. Right. Take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan for a second on page 21. So he says, "Aval yesh v'havin d'ma inyan hekdesh l'tztaka tagvar isvar d'tztaka dinu kehedyo." Stock is not hektish. Zeh shamirosul gavok misiril hedyon eino ele behektish gob. In other words, by hektish, you just have to verbalize. Lo bitstockus. So does Rav post. Okay, mazeh shamru d'chol amiyu sheish bo revel stock. I'm reading by. In other words, what does someone want to say? If you say stock, it's already nicknamed to the stocker. Nearly the hachi perushin. The dachim lamem mechaven levater lehektish. I'm reading by amirosul sheinu mechaven levater lo amirin. So the Shaila is the Chasam Sofer saying something like that all mitzvahs are like tztaka, and therefore, or not?
Well, by Chav Yisrael, it's also a hanhaga. It's not just a machshava. The person was right. Knowing their life like this for a long time.
Yeah. So take a look for a second at the Maram Shik. So he says, okay, you want to get? Leave him? So the question is, if you want to do something that's he writes over here on page 19. Yesho mina shlisha shada batz mahina gatz molesser lo dvarim obitzad precious or mishum shanim samisha hosted dover zeh. Whereas he wants to do a chumra. So he says, from minutes who baatzmo kibel alav, ikle meimid who deraisa kimo neder. So the question is, why is it deraisa? So he says, because he was Makabel. The question was he Makabel Pepeo or not? So that we have to look into. So Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll just see more about this. But that is normally, so that's the chilek that Rav Dushinsky is making, is that if you have a hadhaga to sleep or not to sleep or to do that, so then that minhag is mitam neder midrabban. But if you have a hanhaga to keep late Shabbos or something like that, so that the Chasam Sofer says that's a minhag mitam neder derais. So that's what the Chasam Sofer said. So not to keep Kol of Yisrael, if you know to keep Kol of Yisrael, that could be a shail of a derais. So that's Bez Hashem. We'll have to look at more tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Okay, so it's good to see everybody. We have a let's check if there's any people. Where is everyone else? Where's Jacob?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
We should be good for tonight.
Okay, what time?
Rabbi said at 8:00.
8:00, so you know where I live.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can get the address on where it is. Just tell me you know where it is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, good to see everyone. Dr. Presby and Yehuda, Shidris and Rav Yosef and Rav Meir and Rav Avram and Jason Finkelstein. It's great to see you. And Rav Heinchen and okay. Okay, we'll have it later. Okay. Okay, hopefully the guys that were taking COVID tests will be back tomorrow. Okay. You want to check? But there are people, maybe we'll check. 1 second. Don't leave yet. 1 second. You want to shut it off, Aaron? Let me just see if there's anything else.
We'll see. Excuse me.